Hey guys, welcome back to Whitetail Wisdom, and I am so glad you are here with us this week. If you're hearing this, it's because you're a member of our Unleash Plus, and that means you're a subscriber, and we are so glad to have you with us. I know a lot of the guys that are a part of the Unleash Plus, or they go to hear me speak, they love deer hunting. I mean, that's something that I've been passionate about since I was a little kid. So we put together this Whitetail Wisdom series to help you be a better hunter. So today what I want to talk about is so important, and it's tracking a wounded deer. I mean, we've all been there. I mean, if you're hunting, you know, you're shooting an animal and you're going to have to track it unless you see it go down. So I just kind of wanted to give you a few things maybe to be thinking about. We can all learn from each other. And this is a lot of stuff that I've learned. I was a part of Whitetail University for quite a few years. And so just passing on some of the knowledge in all of these podcasts. So today with tracking a wounded deer, you know, I've only lost a couple of deer in my 50 years of hunting, but it happens. You know, you can learn from your mistakes, and you can learn how to minimize that from happening again. So let me just kind of run, through a few things, especially for the bow hunters. A lot of times, you know, the shock of a high powered rifle, you can see the animal go down. But with a bow kill, you know, it's hemorrhaging, it's that bleeding that's happening. So probably most of the time, you're not going to see them go down if you're in any kind of thick cover. So let's just kind of talk about that. So some of the things you want to pay attention to. Is what deer was the deer, or what direction was the deer headed? You know, when you saw him coming in, you know, you saw your little opening, you were going to be shooting it, and you saw the deer approaching. So what you have to remember is sometimes a deer will circle back, you know, after they've been hit to where they came from, because they knew it was safe back there. So always pay attention from where you first see the deer as he was coming back in, because there's a good chance he may end up heading right back there. Again, depending upon what time of the day it is. You know, if it was evening and he's heading into some of the open fields, you know, it just depends on what you're gonna where you're hunting and what time of day it is. So, is there standing water or a stream nearby? Because many times after a deer has been hit, especially if they've been gut shot or liver hit, they're gonna head to water. And I've found a number of deer when I thought I had lost them, went back to a water source and was able to find that animal. What was the deer's body language? When you hit it, did it kind of hunch up? You know, a lot of times that can be a gut shot. You know, did it mule kick? No, there's a lot of times that ends up being a heart shot. You know, did it take off like a horse out of the chute? Many times that's when a deer gets hit hard and he knows it, he's off to the races. So pay attention to the body language. You know, always give the deer about 30 minutes to expire unless you saw the deer go down and it stopped moving. You want to give it that window of time so that you don't bump the deer, make it get up, and then making it more difficult to be able to find the animal or having to even drag it further out of the woods. You know, when I was talking about, you know, what time of the day it was, you know, if the shot was close to dark, really pay attention to where the last place you could visibly see the animal, and make a mental note of any structures or large trees, like maybe a giant sequoia, we're not in California, a sycamore, you know, rocks. Sometimes we can find some bigger rocks, because you're going to need to reference these things after dark, because everything looks different. So make sure you watch the animal, try to make a mark in your head where the last place that you saw that animal was. When you find the blood, you know, what color was the blood? Was it dark red or was it bright red? You know, bright red can indicate it was a heart shot, or it could be a leg wound. Maybe you passed through and hit the opposite leg. Dark blood usually means it's a hit to the liver. Did the blood have bubbles in it? That typically means a lung shot. Was there any brown or greenish discoloration, you know, on the ground in the blood or on the arrow if you're able to retrieve it? That's typically a gut shot. It's a fatal shot. But here's the thing, you can't push the deer or you'll end up losing it. So here's the thing, when you have a liver hit on a deer, you really need to give it about 4 to 6 hours, you know, if possible. You know, for a gut shot, I'd probably give it 10 to 12 hours. Both of those hits are going to be fatal, but they generally bed pretty quick after that because, frankly, they're just not feeling good. I mean, duh. Your tracking job is going to be a lot easier if you can give them that time frame and not get too impatient. And I know that's tough, especially when you get a good animal and you see it, you want to get on it. But if you don't want to lose that animal or lose it to coyotes or whatever, you really have to give it that amount of time. With a long shot or a heart shot, you're typically going to hear the thing go crashing. But don't think that the crashing of a deer means that you had a fatal hit, or at least a quick fatal hit on it. I've seen deer go down and then get up and go for another half mile. So give them the time they need. Take a look at the blood, all that kind of stuff, to make sure you make the right choice. So I want to give you a little story here as I kind of finish this one up. I had a phone call that came in from a buddy of mine from out in Iowa. His name is Mike, and he called me like at about 9:30 at night, and he said, "Hey," he says, "I shot a great buck, but we've lost the blood trail." He says, "I'm not sure what to do." I said, "All right. I mean, what? Tell me what's been going on." He says, "Well, we went to where the end of the blood was, then we kept going, and we kind of fanned out to the left and the right and kept moving forward." And I said, "Here's what I want you to do. Obviously, never get ahead of your blood trail. I mean, if you can possibly not get ahead of it, don't get ahead of it, because you don't know what's happened. And here's exactly what happened in this situation." I said, "I want you to go back, and I said, I want you to follow that blood trail to where you saw the very last blood." So they did. They had their flashlights. It was dark out. And I said, "What I want you to do is I want you to look around that area. Do you see any leaves or dirt, hoof prints that look heavier, kicked up, they kicked up dirt, move leaves?" He said, "Yeah, how did you know that?" I said, "All right, we're going to find this deer pretty quick." I said, "What I want you to do is I want you to get one guy to go left and one guy to go right and just start making circles with your flashlight." And I said, "Probably in 10 or 15 yards, you're going to find this animal." Sure enough, I hear him, give that, that yell. And he said it had tripped over a log and fallen on the other side, and he just couldn't see it. He goes, "How did you know that?" I said, "Here's what happens. When you get a good hit on a deer, like a good lung shot, and the deer is losing oxygen to its brain, it will run really hard and really fast, and all of a sudden it's getting dizzy, and so it stops." I said, "Have you ever taken like the thing where you bend over with a ball bat and you put the handle up on your head and you spin circles around the ball bat a bunch of times? What happens? You get dizzy and you start going sideways. You can't go forward anymore. So from now on, just make sure you don't get ahead of your blood trail. Look at the last blood. See if you saw stuff kicked up. Chances are that's exactly what happened, that he lost oxygen to the brain, and you're going to find him pretty quick." So anyhow, I hope this helps you guys out, and we will see you next time on Whitetail Wisdom.